Okay, there we go.
Okay, now. This is the 24th of February.
Yeah.
Day before Lorraine's birthday. And we're just chatting away here, Shannon and me.
Yep.
And she was asking about the way we bought the farm. Well, that goes back to about 1952, I think, or 53 maybe. I think we sold our house on 24th Northwest, 9221, and we bought a house up on 23rd Northwest in Seattle in Ballard at 7730. And in this whole transaction, we had, I don't know, maybe $5,000 left over from the sale of our place.
Yeah.
So we decided we were going to buy some property for vacation. And so Lorraine always wanted to have a place on Hood Canal. This was her ideal
spot.
So we looked around, but we didn't want a 50-foot lot. We wanted something a little larger. We didn't want a high bank. And, you know, our ideas were rather decidedly according to what we wanted rather than just to get on the canal.
Yeah.
We couldn't find anything. And we looked around. Oh, we looked around. Around Port Angeles and Squim and, oh, a lot of different places looking for waterfront property.
Yeah.
Salt water.
Because Grandma wanted waterfront?
She did. And we couldn't come up with anything that was satisfactory from what our wishes were. So anyway, we're, and David, by this time, was about, oh, 4 or 5 years old, maybe 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably 1958-59. And I looked in the paper at that time. Of course, there were a lot of want ads in the paper, not like it is now. They're advertised, among other things, acreage.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, if we can't find a place on waterfront, on Hood Canal, we might be interested in some acreage, because David was at the point where he was digging holes in the yard, and he'd keep telling him he couldn't do this, couldn't do that, and if he had acreage, he could
do whatever he wanted.
So there was this one ad that was 63 acres near Granite Falls, and I think $7,500, something like that. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, my folks were living at that time, of course, and they've always been interested in property. They're always buying and selling places, and so we called them up and said, "Do you want to go up and take a look at some acreage?"
Yeah.
Oh, they sure would. So we hopped in the car and we drove up. And it turned out it was on Jordan Road, and it, the description was pretty good. We were able to find it all right.
Yeah.
And we walked around on to the back and so forth. And
did you meet the seller? Or?
No.
He wasn't there.
No, we just got the description of where to go.
Go, yeah.
And we went back by the cliffs, and there's the most beautiful pond back there. And the fish were jumping. They were little fish. They weren't very big, but it was just jumping. I suppose there was a hatch of mosquitoes or flies or something.
Yeah.
So they were hopping up so much that we called this popcorn pond. Looked like popcorn popping. And so I was particularly entranced. Lorraine wasn't too happy about it. She still wanted waterfront.
Yeah.
And so we got in touch with the guy. He had assembled, I think there were 5 parts to the deed that he had got a section, so many acres from this guy, so many acres from that, so forth. It's all real a strange way of assembling a piece of property. And but it totaled, according to him, 63 acres. And so we bought it. And we didn't have enough money to pay for it, but Carol had been in an accident and had got a settlement. And I think we borrowed a couple $1,000s from her. And we paid cash for this. I think it was $7,500.
Yeah.
And that's the way we got started. And it had this old homestead on it.
Yeah, and that's...
And, of course, it was in terrible shape. Some squatters had been living in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the interior... The original house had all been built out of hand-split cedar.
Oh,
even
wow.
The studs were all hand-split cedar.
Gorgeous.
And the outside was split. One side was, or two sides were long boards. They must have been 12 feet long.
Wow.
Split. And some shakes. On the inside, it was all shakes. And, of course, when you have shakes, there's spaces between them because they were horizontal rather than vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to make this house, it had been built back around 1900, when it had been built, the builder, who was the man who lived there with his wife and four kids, wanted to insulate it, so he filled it full of sawdust, which was very much available around there because they had a mill nearby.
Yeah, makes sense.
But it would leak out between the shakes. So what they did was to take newspapers and get some sort of paste and paste on these over the shakes and put the paper over there so that the sawdust wouldn't come out. And then they had some sort of a almost like a fabric that was over the paper, which had made the final finished walls.
Yeah.
So you could, and this fabric was hanging in loops, and it was in terrible shape. And so we didn't know exactly what we were going to do. So one of our good friends was the Lombards, Fred and Ellen, and their kids were approximately our kids' ages, so we knew them very well. So we had them up, and I asked Fred, I says, "What do you think we ought to do with this, Fred?" He says, "Burn it down." We also were very active in church in Northminster at that time in Ballard, and we were the couple who sponsored a group of young people. It was called a business. No, I can't remember. Those kids out of high school, they were college or business age. And so we, every Sunday night we'd have them over and we'd have something to eat.
Yeah.
And we had a good time with them. So we'd invite them up. And they loved to come up there. And so we took all this fabric off the walls and we left the newspapers pretty much, except where we had to take them off or where they fell off.
Yeah, because you can still see the newspapers.
Yeah, there's still some there that are available, and of course reading the dates you knew when it was built. So we had house parties where we cleaned things up a bit, and we actually lived there. There was one room which today would be, I don't know what you'd call it. It was a kitchen, but it also had a place for a table. And I think it's a place where you pretty much lived because it was warm.
Yeah, kitchen stove.
And so we, the stove was okay. And it was a wood stove, of course. And we cleaned the place up a bit, moved in some old furniture and a bed. We had there was a second bedroom. There was one bedroom, larger one, just off this kitchen, and there was a smaller bedroom off the living room. And that, we put in bunk beds so that David and his friends could be there, and there were the girls. And we spent a lot of time up there and really enjoyed it.
Was there the upstairs then?
No.
Because I think, did Dad build that in?
He built it.
Oh, he did? He put the second story?
Yeah, it was, there was a ceiling over the whole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you had to go in through that outer window-like place to get into that upstairs, and it had never been used for anything.
It's amazing how dry that place is even now.
Yeah,
though.
It is, yeah. Although the roof is going.
I know.
It's not good.
Well, that and the insurance company is on here.
Yeah, I'm still battling with Allstate.